It's story time. The Spanish Doll of Barcelona. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Chapter 1. New Flamenco Shoes. At her family's store, Carmen Garza went over her dance in her head. She had been practicing all week. The next day, she would audition for The Spanish Doll, a flamenco show at her dance school. Carmen dreamed of playing the lead part. Mama entered the store and handed Carmen a box.
What did you buy me, Mama?
Carmen asked. Carmen opened the box.
New flamenco shoes! They are so pretty!
Said Carmen. She put the shoes on. She moved one arm over her head. She held her head high and danced. She did not care if anyone saw her. She wanted to try out her new shoes. Chapter 2. Unexpected Kindness. Carmen turned and saw Ana Soto holding bread and eggs. Carmen stopped dancing. Ana went to dance school on scholarship. She was also trying out for the lead part. Ana set down the eggs and bread.
Can I put this on our account?
She asked. Carmen's papa smiled at Ana. He wrote the price in a book. Carmen saw her papa put a sweet into Ana's bag with the food. Before Ana left, she said to Carmen,
Good luck with the audition. May your dreams come true.
You too,
Carmen said. But she did not understand. Why would Ana be so nice? Surely she must want to play the lead part as much as Carmen did. Chapter 3. The Audition. The next morning, Carmen's mama had another surprise. She brought out a beautiful hair comb.
It's lovely,
Carmen said. She touched the shiny green stones.
This comb was handed down from your tia Zelda, a famous flamenco dancer,
Mama said.
Tia Zelda is the reason I dance flamenco,
Carmen said.
I wanted to carry on the family tradition.
Mama put the comb in Carmen's hair.
Wear it for good luck.
At the audition, Carmen's chest felt as tight as the strings on the guitar. Her heart pounded like the box drum. She thought of all her family members who wanted her to do well. She remembered how even Ana had wished her good luck. Carmen's name was called. She took her place on stage. Carmen clap, clap, clap to the music. She moved her arms and hands while she tap, tap, tapped her shoes. When the music stopped, Carmen left the stage. She had missed some beats, but she felt pleased with her dance. It made her relax to think about how Ana had wished her luck for the audition. Carmen didn't even care that her new shoes had rubbed her feet. Chapter 4. Repaying Kindness. Carmen walked out the back door to wait for her mama. As she closed the door, she heard someone crying. There on the step sat Ana.
What's the matter?
Carmen thought maybe Ana had fallen on the steps. Ana lifted her foot.
The bottom of my flamenco shoe broke off. Now I can't audition.
Carmen sat on the step beside Ana. She took off her shoes and said,
These new shoes have rubbed my feet. Would you like to wear them for your audition?
She smiled and handed Ana. Aina looked surprised.
Are you sure?
She said softly.
Of course,
replied Carmen.
Anyway, they will look beautiful with your dress,
she said. As Aina put on the shoes, Carmen fixed Aina's hair. The door opened and Aina's name was called. Aina stood up.
You are very kind. I will take good care of your shoes,
she said. Carmen listened to the tap, tap, tapping of her shoes as Aina walked to the stage. Just before the door closed, Carmen said,